This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can you fire off some more of those for me? Sexually suggestive Mike Lynch drops?
You got it.
And they're going to do him first.
Yeah, they will.
Excuse me. He looks really hot. Yeah. He's trying to slip it in there. I'm going to go ahead and not even be coy about it. I'm going to poke Patrick Harris. One shining moment.
That's all I got.
That's the only...
I kind of got rid of some over the years. Who doesn't like
a good rubby action?
Yeah, I'm going from 6 to noon over here, man. Keep firing them off.
I mean, there's...
Oh, that
doesn't have a huge load either. You got to be in to do it. I just get off at weird times. You got to just clench your fist real tight and make sure it's popping out and you just bam.
It's over.
Oops, I didn't mean that.
That's a lot of time spending on your knees.
Isn't there something about seeds? I believe there's something about seeds.
The 7-foot kid that strokes it with the acne on his back.
Oh my God, that's fantastic.
That's that kid from Arizona.
What's oh God.
With the acne on his back.
Majerus Lori Markkanen.
There you go.
It's Lori Markkanen.
Nom, nom, nom.
Keep going.
I think that's all I got, man.
No, there's one about blowing seeds out your mouth or something like that.
I don't have that anymore.
That has got to be somewhere. Need to step up our drop game.
Seeds. Ooh, they're hot corner. All right. Let me make sure I
click that button.
Right.
Bring it on over.
Button,
there
click
we
it over
go.
There.
And
I didn't need seeds blowing my mouth away.
That's pretty good. Jeez.
I'm hot. I'm there.
That's pretty good.
I am 1080 the fan.
That's pretty good too.
We think.
And they're gonna do him first.
Oh yeah. Some good ones. Again, we need to step the drop game up. Need to step it up.
Yeah, it's tough when you're only here once a week.
Yeah, but you know, just gotta have the ear.
I mean, one of my favorite ones is
if you smell what the Rock is cooking.
I got that ready at any moment.
Finally.
What's some other good ones that I have at any moment?
The hot corner is back on 1080 the Fan.
Oh, I do love this one.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation.
No bleeding. Don't give up.
Please.
I have no idea why that's here.
I think Slash. I pulled it, used it to either for I used it for a bit that we were doing, and it was.
Have you ever been to a volcano?
I have.
And a cascade of booze rained down from the stands.
Hey, we can just keep going. I mean, we're all...
That's how as bad they've been now.
Wow, this is a hot segment, dude.
Hey, dude, sometimes we just got to get it out of our system. We're up against the clock anyway.
Nah, we ain't taking that.
We are taking that. We'll take every drop you
Corey,
have.
You thrilled our fans
always makes
throughout
giggle.
The postseason.
Rob Manfred sounds like a
It always makes you giggle.
Dude, can you play that out
goes,
a little bit longer?
Every time it goes, Corey, Joe goes,
dude, play that out a little bit longer.
Corey.
It's a 25-second
clip. You thrilled our fans throughout the postseason with a great performance. You led the Dodgers to a World Series victory, and it's my pleasure to recognize your great play with the Willie Mays Most Valuable Player Award presented by Chevrolet.
Oh, he is so drunk.
No, he's not. He's Joe described this. He's got, like, Bluetooth headphones.
He's got headphones, and I think he's getting the echo of the stadium as well, and it's throwing him off, which... It's a real thing. If you try to listen to your voice, like, delayed by a couple seconds,
it will stop you.
It will make you sound
drunk,
like Rob Manfred trying to give an MVP award.
God.
And spit on that thing.
Cozy
I made sure that had the spit on that thing part.
Yeah. We should probably retire that one.
No.
What's this one?
It's a classic.
Well, she sucks.
Oh, I clicked this one and it doesn't let me do anything.
And she spits.
What would you say you do here?
Hi, my name's Alfred D'Elia. At home, they call me Big Al.
Yes.
And I hate dingers.
I hate dingers. What's old Alfred D'Elia doing now? Is he in college baseball somewhere?
You know, technology and stuff.
Oh, that was the guy giving the...
I do have the seeds on here. They're right here.
Yeah. That dude was the guy that was giving the Chevy truck to Madison Bumgarner when he won the World Series MVP.
On behalf of...
Reading from a note card. My God.
It's hard to get down the throat.
It is hard to get down the throat. It's hard to get out of the throat trying to give an MVP award to someone in front of millions of people.
Sometimes in life, you really take it on the face, and it just comes at you day after day after day.
Yeah, yes, you had me cut that. Yes, it does.
That's amazing.
What kind of weird things will Will put in his mouth?
Nice.
Dude, I'm hot. I need to clean up. I need a towel.
I'm bothered too. All right, when we come back, let's...
Lysol wipe.
I'm going to indulge Schultzy. We got a 30-day job review for the Mariners so far. We'll do that next. That's Joe Fisher, Patrick Harris, Schultzy on the ones and twos, Tanny the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I love the Giannis chicken wings. Like, the Greek kid just discovered chicken wings, and he's like, dude, these are awesome. I'm like, boy, I agree. Chicken wings are dope.
I thought you said chitin wings.
Chitin wings?
Yeah.
That was close there, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, wow.
I don't know what that means.
Well, again, it sounded like you were saying Essen wings. And
No.
I was like, hold on there.
Yeah, I just saw another video.
Pepper needs new shorts.
I saw another video of like Giannis being mad at somebody. It's just a weird look.
He's mad at a lot of people.
It's a weird look for Giannis, good guy Giannis, mad at people.
He's a broken man. He is.
And that's what it looks like. That's the reality.
Yeah,
and
it was Tyrese Halliburton's dad coming at him
I just saw a video of him like hugging a Pacer player and then started shoving him. And
it was
like,
yeah.
Dude, that's like things aren't good.
He's
already like one of the happy guys.
He was crashing out, that's for sure.
Yeah. Bad look, bud.
That's what
bad
the kids look. Say now. He's crashing out. Yeah.
He got cooked.
He was crashing out at the end
My
of that.
My kids say cook all the time.
Oh, he got cooked.
I'm going to cook you tonight.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Bruh, you're getting cooked.
Oh, and they hate it because like my son will say, I'll cook you tonight. And it's like, well, no, we're making like cod and vegetables.
Okay, so Tyrese.
Shut up, Dad.
To check the Zapruder film here, Tyrese Halliburton's dad at the end of the game came onto the court.
I haven't even seen those videos yet.
He came onto the court and was waving like a towel or a shirt that had a picture of Tyrese Halliburton. And he was like waving it in Giannis's face, like jawing at him, like, that's right. And like. And Giannis was kind of standing there like dumbfounded, like, is this mother effer serious right now?
Well, what?
If I'm 6'3 and my kid's 6'5, ain't no way am I jawing at Giannis.
Well, why isn't security like doing anything?
That's the truth. That's the truth.
It just should not happen.
All right, let's not get too distracted. I would like to interview you.
If you can fire off some more drops.
It's an A-bomb. It's been a 30-day sample size here, your new hire, and I would like to ask you, Jordan Schultz, can you provide me, in your first 30 days of the season, how your performance has been going? We'll get to how I believe in a moment, but I would like to hear you tell me how you have done in your first 30 days.
I mean, I think that this is... The Mariners, if you're asking me about my favorite team, which I believe you are.
You work for them, right? You're on the staff.
Yeah. They're my team. I am on the staff. They pay me. God, I wish. Anyways, first place right now, tied with the Rangers for the last couple of days. I think if they win tonight, they'll actually gain a full game lead. That'll be the first time that they've been in first.
They're up 3-0 in the seventh.
Ooh, it's getting close. Yeah, first time they'll be in first by themselves all season.
No, Hoppy just went deep.
He's lying. Joe.
No.
That was funny, though.
I hear you. It's almost like been a tale of like the reverse success from last season to now for the Seattle Mariners. Pitching staff has been kind of Shut up. Damn it.
Logan O'Hoppy.
Logan O'Hoppy really did go Joe. Deep. All right.
That was dope.
That was phenomenal.
That's top five hot corner moment right there. Can you pull that?
Anderson.
That sucks.
just pull me saying, oh, Hoppy just
went deep. You have failed this interview, sir.
Whenever the Mariners do anything good, we just need to throw, oh, Hoppy just went deep.
My God. All right.
We can pull out one of these.
All right. Real. Oh, God.
Yeah, does it matter what I say at this point? No, so basically, it's been a tale of, like, the reverse success for the Seattle Mariners. Pitching hasn't been so great, and frankly, I think that's just because they've been shouldering the load for the last 2-3 seasons. Had a lot of injuries to deal with. Logan Gilbert is on the IL right now. Kirby, I know, started the season on the IL. Emerson Hancock's first start filling in for Kirby, super shaky, came in actually, though.
sustained, I would say, one of the best performances of his career in Boston. 5 innings, 8 strikeouts. And then this recent Logan Evans call-up, taking the spot of Gilbert, it legitimately looks like the Mariners have another young starting pitcher that can come right in and be an impact on the major league staff.
If you want to give up maybe 2 or 3 of those to the Orioles, we'll take them.
Yeah, you want to give us...
Emerson Hancock would be the ace in Baltimore.
I know, right? It's kind of sad.
You can take our garbage, any batter...
Yeah, we'll take Anybody Adley Rutschman. Put Gunnar Henderson. We'll take Gunnar. Hell yeah, baby. Take Gunnar. Take Westberg. Who actually?
Hell, I'd even take a shot at Jackson Holliday at this point.
I mean, Jordan Westberg, I think, is a perfect fit for the Mariners, and he's kind of like a DePoto guy, just the way that he swings the bat, the way that he plays everywhere. But anyways, I digress. That would be great, but the Mariners, since I'm talking about their offense, did not acquire anybody in the offseason besides Donovan Solano. He's batting like 110. He should be off the roster, but he isn't. But the offense has been hitting way above their stead this year compared to last year. J.P. Crawford, one of the hottest hitters in the league. They've actually, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, had two players that have won back-to-back American League Player of the Weeks in Jorge Polanco this week, Dylan Moore last week. First time that's happened for the Mariners since, get this, guys, 1998 when Griffey and freaking A-Rod did it.
He said 19 to start.
19.
That's how I knew it was a long time.
Well, yeah, it's 2025.
Well,
so almost 30 years ago. But anyways, the Mariners having some success, and I would say playing above their station. But according to what the preseason predictions were, everybody in the AOS is kind of playing right at their station because you've literally got 3 teams right now: Seattle, Houston, and Texas, all with 16 wins.
I think there's a lot. I think this team is very fascinating, and it's if we lived in Kansas City. If we lived in Nashville, I would still bring this team up right now. I think this team is absolutely fascinating. I think there's a lot of really positive things going for them. One is management in front office. I think Dan Wilson's doing a damn good job. And I think there's some DePoto things that are coming to fruition. Polanco, didn't he say that he was a target for him for years? He wanted Polanco in, and Polanco's had some bad seasons since he's been there, but he's having a good start. Rowdy Tellez, nice little pickup. Getting rid of Haniger, adios. Getting rid of some of that dead weight. Re-signing Cal Raleigh. Like, there's a lot of great things there. However, there are a lot of those that could come back and bite you. Rowdy Tellez is not your answer at first base. You cannot... It might happen, but you cannot bank on Jorge Polanco continuing to do this year. So you're kind of in a catch-22 where I think management and upper management are doing you a lot of favors. The other big thing that I think is going in Seattle's best advantage is there's no George Kirby. And Castillo hasn't pitched that great. And Gilbert's now on the IL. And you're in first place.
Didn't even mention Robles and Bliss on the IL as well.
Robles is a tough blow.
On that catch in San Francisco, just losing him for 3 months.
But
rough.
The fact that the staff isn't where I touted them to be as a non-Mariner fan, I think the staff is some of the best staff I've seen in a long time. They're not even up to date. And you guys are here. I think this team is built well.
Well, I mean, as far as hitting goes, too, like, a lot of the offense...
Randy's been good.
I mean, yeah, but also, like, not as a whole, like, throughout the whole season. I was just going to say that 3 guys that have the most at-bats on your team are hitting a collective 196, 229, and 202.
That ain't good, Bob.
That is Julio Rodriguez, Cal Raleigh, and Randy Arozarena.
And but Cal, you don't expect to hit for average.
He's going
to
hit 230, and I'm okay.
Stingers.
I get it, and he is, if Eugenio didn't hit a home run tonight.
Eugenio!
He is tied for the lead in home runs in the MLB, but it's like, it's one of those where it's like, imagine what this team could be if those guys start to pick it up a little bit more and give you just more consistency.
I think that's the biggest thing, though. Like, how do you get that? How do you get that out of Julio, J.P. Crawford, Cal Raleigh? Those are the senior vets on this team.
Well, again, I don't know.
And Polanco to a point now.
Well, as you mentioned, Cal, it is you know, it's a true point, is that the dude will get you 25 to 30 home runs, but he'll bat 220.
Analytics, Cal Raleigh's the best catcher in baseball.
Yeah, not even
close. Because I don't care if you hit 230, he's going to hit 35, 40 dingers.
The problem, he throws out 80% of runners.
The problem with Julio is that not the month of August. It does start with an A, but it is the wrong month. So you
just
need
throw
it to
a
be...
slider. Just throw a slider.
Yeah,
Julio.
Don't throw it down the middle, and you'll be able to get Julio out.
And with Randy, that's one of those men where... it was a nice trade last year, but
you didn't give up much, and you got control.
Yeah, it's
but
just
Randy's one... only good in a month that starts with O.
Again, like there at ain't what other point? Months. How far do you get into a full season of Mariners baseball with Randy hitting 202?
How much money has
and giving you not a lot of pop?
How much money has Randy and Rosarena lost? By over being the last traded couple, to the Mariners.
I mean,
because if he was a free agent in Tampa, I bet you he gets a bag. Not a giant bag, not like a Bryce Harper bag, but like a 22 a year.
I would love to see what his like.
Right now, he looks like a 12 a year.
Well, I would love to see what his like 162, like his rolling 162 is right now.
But the reality is, though, is this team is in first place. Is it because they're starting to piece it together, or is it because Texas offense has been terrible? The Angels are doing Angels things. Houston is what I think we on this show thought they would be, but not what the national media thought they would be. Is Seattle doing well because these pieces are coming together, or is Seattle doing well because this division might be the worst in baseball?
That's kind of what I'm thinking, is all of these teams that are so close together, at least prediction-wise, at the beginning of the year, what that tells me is that the Mariners aren't better than the Rangers bat-wise. They, I don't even think, are technically better than, like...
I mean, I think Texas's offense is right next to Baltimore's offense.
Exactly.
As some of the most disappointing offense in baseball.
I hear you. And then Houston's, like, kind of eh. And frankly, I would say, like, on any given night, the Angels, for instance, could out-hit the Seattle Mariners. And
well, they got guys. They got Major League Baseball players.
No, exactly. And I think that's kind of the problem for me. If you ask, like, oh, so how you feeling about this team after 30 days, Jordan? I would say, like, yes, I love that they're in first place, but I go back to if DePoto would have done more, if he wouldn't have just thought, oh, hey, I'm Jerry DePoto, I'm going to hit a 9-way parlay this season, all of my starting pitchers are going to remain healthy like they did for the past 2 years, and we're going to be able to spin magic with our bullpen just like we always have, and every single person I believe in that needs to rebound will rebound, which hasn't happened, and his one-off season signing in Donovan Solano hasn't worked out. All those things add up to just make me think, you know what? If they would have done more, hell, JD Martinez on this roster probably would have gotten them two more wins at this point in the season. I just think that they should have done more.
I do agree with
they
that.
Had...
Pete Alonso would look awesome.
Oh, my God. If they had so many opportunities to add, as Jerry DePoto called it in the past, generational talent, and if they did, they'd be three or four wins higher, and they'd be the best team in the American League. So I think just it's just so crappy that they didn't quite do enough, because they are in the middle of the pack. But if they went there, they would be way over in the top at the American League.
Just give you Randy over the last year and a half or season,
oh!
You know.
Oh,
God. What happened?
It actually, Jorge Polanco actually
hey,
went
he
yard
did
again.
Hit a home run
yes!
this time.
Two-run bomb. Mariners lead 5-1.
I like that the bench is like, oh, I didn't believe that either.
Wait, not yet. Not yet.
To
not
think
yet.
He was just like 3 feet away from having a 3-home-run game.
I know. I mean, literally. Well,
you didn't get tricked this time.
I don't think that he was even 3 feet. I think Adele literally, you go back and watch it, robbed him of a home run. It was over the fence, but Adele brought it back. So.
Yeah, I don't think it was.
Okay, buddy.
5-1 Mariners lead. Randy, since the beginning of last season, when he was on the Rays, so this is over 170, 181 games, 216 average, 24 home runs. So... I mean, extrapolate that over 162 games. You're looking at 21, 22 home runs and a 216 average.
I was going to do Matt Harvey.
Oh, hot. Who wouldn't? Look at that jawline.
All right, so we'll see. That's your 30-day. We'll come back at 60 and 90-day, and we'll see how this bad boy goes, because this is a job interview. This is a job interview, and at 90 days, I can let you go without any reason, okay? So we'll catch on that. When we come back, it's Fair or Foul, everybody's favorite, but first... throw over to Schultz with sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue.
And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is everybody's favorite Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Without further ado, we'll turn it over to our fantastic producer, Jordan Schultz.
Appreciate it. Let's start with the best hitter in baseball.
The Guardians are going to win the Central. I mean, fair.
You called him by their real name this time.
Oh, I did. You caught me. You caught me there. You caught me there.
Yeah.
Spiders. My bad.
By the way, I golfed with a rando at Rose City Golf Course 2 weeks ago.
Tribe guy?
Yes. And he called him the Cleveland Indians / Guardians.
That's my boy. That's my
He was a diehard, too. He was listening to the game in an earbud. And his girlfriend had the other earbud, and they were listening to the game while golfing. I was like, that's dedication.
That's my teammate.
It's kind of sexy,
That's
actually.
My quarterback.
A couple that dedicated to the game.
Yeah.
Together.
She wasn't even from Cleveland. He was. She was from, like, Scottsdale or something.
Dude, I'm from
that.
Spokane.
So she's just being there with her man, experiencing it all. That's so cool.
Yeah.
All right. Guardians or Indians-related questions. But, yeah, let's start off with the best hitter in baseball for the New York Yankees. One... Aaron Judge, he has absolutely gone off. Not only is he hitting 412, leading the next closest hitter, which is Paul Goldschmidt, On the Yankees,
on
by the way.
On his own team.
Yeah, on his own team. By 50 freaking points. He's hitting 412. Goldschmidt's hitting 363. But get this, guys. Judge has walked 20 times as well so far this season. His OPS is an unbelievably video game-like 1.235. And I've heard some people already throwing the question out, so I will as well, if he can compete for one of the best batting averages of all time, guys, fair or foul. Aaron Judge will hit 400 this season.
Ooh, all-star right there. Absolutely not. as much as I think it would be really rad to see somebody in our lifetime do it, I just don't think. If Tony Gwynn and Ichiro Suzuki cannot get to 400, look, I love Judge. I think Judge's eye is really good. Okay, really good. You mentioned his 20 walks, and he's got, what, 8 home runs? And
yeah, 9 homers.
9 home runs and a bajillion RBIs. Like Judge is 1A, 1B, 2, whatever you want to say in terms of the league. The man is absolutely incredible, and I'm so excited to be able to watch baseball in a time with Aaron Judge. To hit 400... you're talking about guys that hit differently than Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge is pitched to differently. He's protected in the lineup differently. To hit 400, you must be an Ichiro, a Tony Gwynn, or a Ted Williams. And Aaron Judge, as amazing as you are not one of those guys. You're a 2-3-4-hole hitter. You're a power guy. You're an RBI guy. You are expected to bring in those that are in front of you. To hit 400, there is a better chance Luis Arraez hits 400 than Aaron Judge, in my opinion. Judge, better player, hands down. But it's the style of hitting. A Manny Ramirez is the closest to the style, or an Albert Pujols is the closest to a style of Aaron Judge that could hit 400, and they never came close.
Yeah, I'm going to agree. This is foul. Just the law of averages over the length of a season.
Judge in his career. He has slumps.
Yeah, I think he could very well finish at that 330, 340 mark, somewhere around there. But, I mean, 400, I mean, my God. I mean, I pray that we get to August and that's still even in question that that's happening. So I'm going to say foul as well.
Yeah, it's just crazy to see that number. I mean, it's 30 games in, you know.
Oh, he's good. Kid's good.
You guys are right. Those slumps, especially come the dog days of like late July, early August into September. Some players, it's just it's a little different than in May or April.
I was with some friends earlier, and it was like, do you realize if Aaron Judge walked in to the room you were in, how insanely uncomfortable you would be looking at him? I was sitting at the bar, and they were like, if Aaron Judge walked in, it'd be like, whoa, hey. Also, my other Aaron Judge note, I want him to grow a beard. I want to see it.
I can't even envision that.
I want to see it.
I want to see just a...
I want to see, like, stubble.
I want to see a full chin strap.
I want to see, like, a 5 o'clock shadow on Judge. I think he just can't grow it.
I was going to say, I don't... Yeah.
That's what I... think it's got to be.
I think he is follically challenged in the face.
Yeah. Or he literally has somebody shave him every day. Because he's always smooth.
He looks, yeah, like smooth as a baby's bottom. I would love to see every Yankee grow a beard. Every single one of them. Just
that's from Devin Williams.
1 to 62. 1 to 162. Just like let it fly. And then how long and gross they'd all be by the end of the year.
Like hockey style?
Yeah, yeah. Or like we were just talking about him for the Rockies. Charlie Blackman. Like they let it go. He always had the
Johnny Damon's hella mad that they let you have a beard at Yankees.
He is, because Damon looks so ugly without that beard. Oh my God, that helped him out so much in Boston. All right, guys, second fair or foul. Pretty crazy. There are a couple of teams that don't have that many home runs in baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays and Kansas City Royals. Trying to stump you here, fair or foul. Cal Raleigh and Jorge Polanco combined have more home runs than both the entire Toronto Blue Jays teams and Kansas City Royals. So, not together, but both of them are at the bottom. So, Polanco and Raleigh combined have more home runs than either of those two teams total, fair or foul?
I raise my hand only because I... wait, both those teams combined?
No,
separate. The players combined.
Gotcha.
Players combined, teams separate.
This is fair because... I think the Blue Jays have like 15 home runs, unless I know they hit some today, so I don't know what it is.
And
now.
I know Cal has 10.
And Kansas City, I think, has like 14 home runs coming into today. So I am going to say fair, because unfortunately I did see a stat earlier today that says that they have like two of the lowest home run totals. Oh, I know what it was. It was the Yankees have more home runs in the first inning of all their games combined than the Blue Jays or the Kansas City Royals do in every game.
You know, I'm with Joe on this. I'm going to say fair as well, but for different reasons. Paging Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Oh, dude. It's not good, Bob.
I have him in a fantasy league as a keeper.
Yikes, dude.
You kind of look at it like it's a rotisserie league, so I'm not worried about it. Like, he'll get his stats.
And he's batting like 270, but there's
no
I watched
the game the other day, and he finally hit his home run, and this was the other day.
Yeah.
What about bro, it's almost May.
What about Bichette and Santander, too? They're both...
Yeah, but they're not getting paid a gajillion dollars. Like, that's...
Like, we talked about Joe's O's today. The Blue Jays, a reckoning is coming very, very soon.
Well, the Blue Jays are playing decent enough for what we thought they were going to be this year. But Vlad...
Yeah, but Bowden Francis got absolutely lit today.
But Vlad needs to start showing some pop in his bat. Sorry, we're diverting from
that. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to say fair for different reasons. I just think, like, Vinny Pascantino, Jonathan India... Sal Perez, like, they're not good right now. Pascantino has been maybe one of the most underperforming people we thought would have a breakout, quote unquote, if you see me on YouTube using the air quotes, quote unquote, breakout year. Their offenses aren't good.
Witt's been terrible.
What's that?
Witt's been terrible.
Witt's, I
would say the team goes with
him. Yeah, like, I believe in Vladdy too, but like, it
funny
ain't
enough,
good so
they looked fine in the series against the Orioles.
Well, anybody does.
Is that when they hit a bunch of their home runs?
Probably. That's probably where they had half of them.
Well, anybody is.
You guys are both right, by the way. Unbelievably crazy that the two players I'm talking about, Jorge Polanco and Cal Raleigh, a combo of 19 homers as of this moment. Polanco came in with 7 today, hit 2 tonight. He's got 9. Cal coming in with 10, so 19 total. And yes, Joe, you were close. The Blue Jays, I believe they did hit one home run today, so that puts them at 16, and the Royals are at 13 on the season.
Polanco, so. Comeback player of the year so far?
At this point, just leave him at DH. It's fine. Like, if he's going to hit like this without having to play in the field throughout the season, and that's the way to keep him on the field.
Better than any of your other options at DH.
By the way,
Luke Raley!
They still need a second baseman, though.
I didn't
Dylan
see this.
Moore, get him off the IL.
As far as Texas offense goes, maybe they found some today. They had 15 runs against...
Well, good for them. Yeah, Texas offense has been really brutal. You know, Wyatt Langford's in and out. Corey Seager's hurt. Simeon's been super bad. Who's the guy in center field for them?
Tavares? Evan Carter?
Tavares. Carter is in the minors in his
stats. Oh, yeah, they sent him down. I forgot.
Evan Carter's stats in the minors are atrocious. But Tavares in center, he's been bad. Adolis has been bad. Texas offense, we'll talk about this in a couple months and see how it pans out. Texas offense, not very good.
Apologies for diverting from fair or foul. I just noticed that and thought I'd make a note of it.
Yeah, I've been big on this last couple days in my own brain. That Texas offense has been pretty bad.
No, it's all good. All right, guys, I got one more for you. Involving one of my Seattle Mariners, Julio Rodriguez, not having the best start to the season once again so far this year, batting just over 200 because he did get a hit tonight. So he's back over the Mendoza line, 4 home runs, 13 ribbies. But still, according to WRC Plus, which basically takes like all the hitting stats and relative to the parks you're playing in, kind of tries to give people more of a plane to go on, like regardless of like what park you're in. 100 is an average score. Julio's still barely over an average hitter at 103 WRC plus. It's pretty crazy. But Julio Rodriguez having a down start to the year. Also, another player that is supposed to be really good and is having a good start to the season, that would be one, Ellie De La Cruz for the Cincinnati Reds. 270 batting average.
Don't ask him to field a ground ball.
But stop, Joel.
I mean, his defense, exactly. That probably affects him on the WAR side of things, because WAR, WAR, that does offense and defense together. Some people hate that stat.
Makes them comparable, though, Julio and Ellie De La Cruz. Ellie De La Cruz, 5 home runs, 24 ribbies so far this year. Fair foul, guys. You'd pick Julio Rodriguez over Ellie De La Cruz to start a roster with. Which one do you want?
I'll go first. Joe looks like he wants to think about it.
No, I don't want to think about it. I was just about to jump all over that.
Go.
Dude, I'm taking Ellie all day, every day right now. Like, it... The way that he is able to swing the bat seemingly more consistently throughout the year, and his what he gives me on the base paths. I mean, and he plays, while yes, there are the errors that I made a remark about, he plays short, and I understand center field is very valuable as well, but
I mean,
I think the world of Ellie. I think he is a fantastic player, and I think that, again, what he gives me on a more consistent basis, I don't have to worry about his bat as much.
I think there's a lot of interesting factors that play into this. If you told me as a kid that I'd have to worry about studs in center field, I would laugh at you. But the reality is that there's not a lot of guys that are high-end center fielders. There really aren't. Shortstop? Now, when I was a kid, shortstop was a plethora, but that's because it's the best position on the field. But now, you know, it's Ellie, Gunner, Frankie, Bobby. You know, there's a lot of great shortstops in Major League Baseball, and there are not a lot of great center fielders. I sat here as Joe was talking and tried to convince myself why I want to take Julio Rodriguez. I mean, I love the flair. I love the smile. I love the intensity. The answer is Ellie De La Cruz. I mean, what he does on the base paths, you can shore up some of that. I mean, the intensity. Julio plays with a lot of passion. Ellie plays with a lot of intensity. And those are two different things. Now, Draymond Green plays with a lot of intensity, to where LeBron James plays with a lot of passion. Very rarely, if ever, does LeBron make a mistake, because that passion coincides with his brain, to where intensity coincides with your nether regions. And Ellie has too much of that. That being said, I'm Terry Francona. I'll take Ellie De La Cruz. I say foul. That hurts to say. I love Julio. But I'll take Ellie.
Yeah, again, if I just had the better starts and the more consistent throughout 162, I mean,
there's something wrong with Julio. And there has been.
And again, the fact that they had him play more spring training this year to make it so it's like maybe having him play
right,
more
repetition.
Baseball will have him start the season and he's used to playing baseball, and that didn't translate, which I was on the side of, like, this is going to be good for him to have a better start, so to say, of, you know, having that extra reps in spring training that he'll just hit the ground running in March, April, and start the season good. And that just hasn't translated, man. It sucks. I would have wanted it to.
Over under a year and a half before Julio's contract looks terrible.
I'll say over. Like, and I don't know if it's going to be terrible. I mean, it's not that bad. I mean, I would say over, but the reason that it's because I'm buying time with it.
I hate that I'm asking that question. It was like the Brandon Hyde question. Yeah. I hate that I'm asking, is Brandon Hyde going to get fired? But I'm asking.
I say over just because I want to buy the time, because great. I feel like over time,
he's
Julio,
too talented.
Yeah, he'll figure it out. But dear God, man, please, soon.
I'd say over just because a bad season for him is a good season, you know, for a lesser MLB player. So he's still putting out 20 plus homers, even when he starts the season out like crap.
All right, that's Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. When we come back, we'll wrap this bad boy up. But let me tell you about the greatest defensive inning I watched today on baseball. We'll do that next. 10A the Fan. Al Williams to the Patriots.
Was that the only Coug selected?
I think so. I think so. No, I think we sent a defensive guy. I don't know. My buddy texted me. He was like, Kyle Williams? ? He's a diehard Patriots fan. And I was like, man, runs good routes, good hands. Not blow away speed. Gamer. He goes, oh, I love that you said gamer.
He's a gamer.
I was like, oh, you'll love a black slot receiver.
First one in, last one out, as they say.
I did watch some baseball today before I came in, and I was watching
Mets were playing. Oh, don't tell me.
He was the only Coug that was selected.
Oh, I've already forgotten. The Mets were playing. Can anybody help me with this?
I can't because I feel like I was catching on MLB Network and now I can't remember. They were tied with someone at one point.
They were playing somebody today.
Wasn't Washington.
Diamondbacks. Thank you. That's why I turned it on. Mets D-backs. I was watching it. And in like the sixth inning, these are the three outs. Okay. There is a laser hit to third. Okay. Bientos dives for it with his glove. It hits his glove, pops up out of his glove, and there's Frankie Lindor with his glove to catch it, transfer, guns the dude out at first. You're like, whoa. Peterson's on the mound. He looked at them and he goes, wow, that was cool, right? You're like, cool, random luck, you know, just got a little lucky that the ball bounced off Vientos' glove and Frankie was right there to kind of grab it and throw him out. Next batter. Deep fly ball to right or to center left. And there's Taylor running into the gap. Full out spread. Catches the ball in stride. Tracked it the whole way. Nails it. There's Peterson again on the mound just like, wow. Boom. There's two outs. Third out was this laser hit to shortstop. But the short hop, it was probably the best play of the three of them. But it goes unnoticed because it was so smooth. Short hop, backhand Frankie. Throw him out at first.
Made that noise, too.
Dude, it was so sexy. It was such sexy defensive inning. I loved it. Loved it, loved it.
I am watching it right now, as a matter of fact. And I saw the first out where it was
pretty cool, huh? Like
ricocheted off the third baseman's.
Frankie
oh,
just happens to be there.
Good snag out there in center field, too. That was not bad. Nice little snag there. So that was the second out, yeah. Someone on the text line also said that we need to check out the Dalton Varsho catch from the Toronto Blue Jays.
I'll look it up. I don't usually see defensive plays while teams are getting absolutely smoked, but I will check out the Dalton Varsho.
But I got an alert about it earlier today saying that he made an insane catch.
Hey, that's a big deal.
And so that's now the second
if somebody
alert.
Says it's good and you get a notification that it's good.
Yeah, it must have been pretty damn good, so... Oh, and here it is on YouTube Shorts. It's literally the next thing that's supposed to pop up. Dalton Varsho.
You watch. Give me some play-by-play.
Well, I'm still trying to see this last out from the Mets.
All right. Well, that'll do it for us. We'll leave you hanging on that one. You can figure that out on your own.
Great radio. Great radio.
We'll catch you next week. Thanks for tuning in. We'll have Fair or Foul again next week. Plus, we'll dive into some other stuff. Keep looking around. You know.
Oh, what a snag by Frankie.
Are the Braves going to keep doing this? Are the Phillies bad? Are the Giants good? There's a ton of stuff to get into. We'll keep an eye on the Mariners as well. That's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris. Schultzy on the ones and twos.
Oh, my God. What a catch.
Go do something. Dalton Varsho would do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.